In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This evening, we want to try to begin meditating upon the Mass of the Sacred Heart. So many times we come with a devotion for First Fridays, but how much do we know about the devotion to the Sacred Heart, about the Mass itself, which is so rich for our souls? So we will take this opportunity to just begin, to go and to try to consume the text of this Mass itself, to understand the great reality of what the Sacred Heart is. For we know that there are many graces attached to making the nine First Fridays. That is to say, to attend Mass, to pray for the Pope, to go to confession, to receive communion at least before or after within the 8 days. But how much do we understand that it's not to just make nine consecutive First Fridays and leave it at that? If we truly have a devotion to the Sacred Heart by firstly knowing what He is, therefore to love, we will not only make nine consecutive First Fridays, we will try to constantly foster that devotion as much as we can. So how can we know the Sacred Heart but by trying to at least contemplate His words? And we say His words are in the Mass devoted to Him. So we will begin with the introit of this Mass, which is stated, "The thoughts of His heart are to all generations to deliver their souls from death and to feed them in famine." That is only half of the introit. And for those that know, the Mass gets its title from the first words of the introit. So, Gaudete Sunday, Laetare Sunday, Quasimodo Sunday, all take their name from the first word of the introit. So for us, to contemplate the Sacred Heart, we want to go to the introit to see the theme of the Mass, and we have something very beautiful in those words which were just recited. "I am open to all generations to give my heart to feed those in famine." That pertains to us, for the Sacred Heart is that heart which is the food for our soul, and we are those souls who are starving for that spiritual food. So your attendance this evening shows your devotion to the Sacred Heart, shows that you're thirsting for that spiritual food. But let us go further. Let us try to consume that food. For it is said, in comparison to the physical realm, if you take a spoonful of food and that's it, you get no nourishment. If you actually chew the food in your mouth and that's it, there's no nourishment. It's only when you go the third step and actually swallow that food that your body can actually use those nutrients to strengthen the body. Therefore, in the spiritual realm and even on a higher plane, you have that aspect of not only reading the text once, not only twice, and we may say not even three times before we actually get spiritual nourishment. So let us take this opportunity as we begin to try to understand the great love of the Sacred Heart for us. Go to the Mass. Read the Mass constantly. And do not read it with felicity. Do not read it as it's some duty that you want to get behind you. Read it as your lifeline. That will ensure that you are fed. Because if you do an action and try to get through it quickly, either it's not done well or there's no merit. So actually, it's if it was not done. So take every opportunity to do everything well. If it be 2 minutes, but well, you are going to sustain your soul longer than if you spend 15 minutes, but with an attitude as if it's a burden. So try your best now to even just read those words. The thoughts of his heart are to all generations to deliver their souls from death and to feed them in famine. So go to his heart that is opening to you. As the gospel states, he was pierced with a lance, and that blood and water gush forth to your souls. Try to have that spiritual mindset when you come to every Mass. As the priest offers the host and the chalice, put your offerings there. And then when you receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, understand that that is his heart going to your heart, therefore making you a temple of the Holy Ghost, a temple that goes through those doors into the world to be the shining light, to radiate that charity as you are a furnace of his love, as that litany of the Sacred Heart states. Take confidence, go to his heart as a child goes to his mother. You'll find confidence there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.